Yeah, there just seems to be this just a situation where, like, you gotta do something and then I'll be someone great, you know. Like last week you said, you're all, I don't know, you said something. And it was along those lines. But it's kind of a fundamental situation. I feel like if I could solve this one, things would be pretty good.
Well, that part's true. But the solving isn't what you think it is. So let's say you did something amazing that was recognized by lots of people.
Yeah.
And everywhere you went, people pointed at you and say, "Look at that amazing guy." I'd say, "He's pretty tall, too. Look at that amazing guy. Isn't he great?" Do you agree with me that you'd more than likely feel exactly the same way? That your feeling about that situation would be, "It isn't quite amazing enough. I better do more. I better find something even more amazing." Because, yeah, now a few people say I'm a great guy, but I don't think I'm there yet. I better try a little harder. Do you have a sense that that's what the outcome would be?
I'm kind of.
So you're not sure. You can understand the idea, but you're not sure it would really work that way.
Well, I'm definitely open to that, as, and I see that as a possibility, but yeah, I'm not sure, yeah.
So what's the greatest thing you've ever done? The thing that has gotten you the most praise and the most wowie-zowie and the most people just say, "Good job," or whatever. What's the best that's ever happened along the lines of what you're talking about?
Nothing I can remember. Nothing that
Well,
really
think for a
hadn't.
minute. Think for a minute. Somewhere along the line, somebody's praised you, somebody's rewarded you, somebody's said you did a good job at something. Somewhere along the line. It doesn't have to be earth-shaking.
I don't know, maybe in line with what you're saying, there's nothing that ever came anywhere near satisfying.
But you can remember some things.
Yeah.
And they weren't satisfying. Even though they were complimentary, even though somebody said to you how good you did.
Like, I hung out with some people that I thought were very cool to hang out with. And that's. But it was never about me, that's the thing, you know, it was about more about them.
But they let you hang out with them.
Right, so then I thought, like, this is pretty cool. Yeah.
But it wasn't satisfying.
Well, no, because
wasn't satisfying the way you thought it would be.
Well, no, because they were what was cool about it, not me, you know, just that I was with them.
But it wasn't enough. It didn't satisfy you. Just
well, no, because then I wanted to go become. Yeah, I guess yeah, it wasn't because I wanted
yeah,
to become
don't,
them.
Don't worry about why. Don't jump ahead to why.
Okay.
Or the explanation. The part that matters here is it wasn't satisfying.
No. Yeah.
Before you got to hang out with them, you thought it would be satisfying. You had to.
Yeah, I did.
You thought, if I could just hang with these people, boy, that would be 90% right there.
Yeah.
You must have, the
yeah.
way you're describing.
Yeah, I did.
But then you did, and you saw it wasn't. So then you tell yourself, well, it wasn't because
right.
I need to be like them. Then it would be that way. But I got news for you. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. Had you become like them, you would have said, "Oh, I thought this would be satisfying, but this doesn't quite cut it either. Now I got to be like them, and I got to be the best one of them."
See, that's where I am now, and that's why I'm a little unsure, because that's where I am right now.
All right, so.
So you're.
I'm telling you that this road is endless. That I need to improve or be better or do the right thing to get there track.
That's what you were saying last week.
Goes on infinitely. That you'll never reach the end point to that one. because there's always a possibility of going further. There's always somebody who's done something more amazing. There's always somebody who seems to have more than you.